They come from around the world to make their voices heard. The expected 100,000 protesters are not a homogeneous body. Their causes range from reducing global poverty and AIDS to fighting climate change and corruption in government. While their ages, aspirations, and viewpoints vary widely, the protesters do seem to have one thing in common.
From my point of view, the G8 and the summit is connected to those developments that I would like in the world. And I am here with many other people to say that we're not happy with what is happening.
So speaks Michael, a student of politics from Germany who intends to spend a week protesting as the world's top political leaders hold their annual G8 summit in the German Baltic Sea resort Heiligen Damm. To accommodate the large number of political activists from out of the area, volunteer groups have set up what they call demonstrators' camps. Spreading within 25-kilometer radius of the G8 summit site, the six makeshift tent cities are expected to house up to 50,000 people this week. The visiting protesters eat, sleep, and stay for free, although donations of 5 euros per day are encouraged to cover the costs. Sasha is a law student from nearby Rostock who helped organize demonstrator camps.
They are from all over the world, hopefully, from everywhere. They are Americans, Germans, people from the Netherlands, from France, from Spain, from Africa. It's also really diverse. There's cultural program going on, music and theater, movies and discussion groups, political and social ones. And then on the other hand, it's a place where people can find calm and prepare for the next day.
Demonstrator camps have showers and sanitation facilities, playgrounds for children, bars, and recreation fields. The food is vegan, but organizers say many locals brought desserts to welcome the protesters. Police is staying out of protesters' camps, but there is a large police presence around the temporary facilities. Rostock police spokesperson Axel Falkenberg says the majority of demonstrators are peaceful as they try to express what they don't like in the world. But Falkenberg adds not all demonstrators are benevolent.
There is a number of people who are ready to use violence. These people have nothing to do with the G8. They mostly seek confrontation with the police, as they did recently in Hamburg and Berlin, and on Saturday in Rostock.
Saturday demonstrations turned violent in Rostock as about 2,000 protesters began rioting against the police. 182 people from 12 countries were arrested and 433 police were injured, 30 of them seriously. While some are protesting out of a deeply held conviction, some others might have a lighter approach to demonstrations. Nevertheless, as this four-legged marcher attests, the area around Heiligen Damm is these days a protesters' capital of the world.